how it feels when your mother-in-law takes your daughter out of her crib after the crying, after you said she's not hungry because she threw up, after you told her your daughter rocks to sleep easy but cries when you put her back in the crib, when your child's grandmother takes her out after you told her not to. You remember the rose bush you and your wife chopped down, the one that blocked the living room window, that bullied away sunlight. And you know this grandmother's stubborn love for her grandchild gashes your authority, the way the thorny bush prickled your hand, arms, and legs, and its bold resistance, its open disregard for what you wanted. No one tells you parenting is like gardening, where you defend your choices from parasites posing as unwarranted advice, where insecurities bred by judgment and condescension can brown your confidence. When you watch your mother-in-law holding your child after you told her not to, you know how your wife felt that first night home from the hospital, when your parents came by and could only seem to unload their criticisms at how she handled her child. If compassion's a deep sorrow for others' misfortune, do you forgive the know-it-all grandparents their transgressions, how they selectively forget their mistakes? Isn't humility an ingredient of compassion, the one that asks the grandparents to see themselves as they once were, green in their new role? You remember your parents fumbling in the dark of what they didn't understand, how their trial and error traumatized your childhood, how it pushed your brother into a homeless shelter and his mental illness, your brother spiraling in his orbit of pain, light years away from forgiveness. When your child's grandmother takes her out of her crib, you take your child back, say, "I love you, but I got this."